You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. More than 70 people from numerous advocacy groups gathered Tuesday in downtown Syracuse to urge Congressmember John Kako to take a strong stance against racism. WAER Scott Willis reports the rally is in response to President Trump's tweets directed at four congresswomen of color and his immigration policies.
For the first 10 minutes, the protesters held their signs in complete silence. Then they made their voices heard. Jessica Maxwell is with the Syracuse Immigrant and Refugee Defense Network. She says in the absence of action by elected officials, everyday people need to push back against harsh immigration policies and seek justice for those impacted by them.
Children watching literally their mothers and their fathers walk into a building and never come out again, right? That is how separation starts. We can be the support group that helps people talk through their options and decide, do I seek sanctuary? Do I speak out to the media? Do I bring the press with me when I go to my appointment? Will that help my family? Will that hurt my chances?
The group also called out Congressmember Katko for not speaking up against the president's racist rhetoric. Jonah Minkoff-Zern is with Public Citizen.
On scapegoating immigrants, on scapegoating people of color, as a way of building his power, we see that as a threat to our democracy. So when John Katko stands silent to that, when he refuses to stand up to Trump, when he targets these four women of color in Congress with words that would get him fired from any major corporation, we condemn him.
In fact, Katko did speak out. In a tweet, he called the president's tweets unequivocally wrong and below the office he holds, adding that criticism should focus on policy. In a tweet the next day, Katko defended his vote against a resolution that condemned the president's remarks, saying it was the latest in a string of meaningless votes to score political points. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.